Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, joined now by three Norwalk boys soccer players who are
Tegan Kralik,
Tyden Ng,
Eli Scavo.
Three seniors for the Warriors, ranked pretty high in Class 3A this year, and 7-3-1 now overall following Thursday night's 1-1 tie with Des Moines Lincoln. Really hard-fought battle with a fast, athletic team tonight. Just tell me about the game tonight and ultimately coming out with the tie.
Yeah, we came into this game knowing it was going to be a really tough one. Needed to start really strong. Lincoln's one of the better teams in the state, so we knew that we had to really bring it to them. And I think for the first half, we were a little tentative, got a little scared, but after halftime being down 1-0, I'm really, really happy with how we responded and ended up tying it up 1-1 and really finished out the game really strong.
Yeah, I mean, Lincoln's a great team overall. They're highly ranked in 4A, like Tegan said, and the coaches said. We knew it was going to be a battle. We knew it was going to be something we had to fight for, right? We can't underestimate any team in the state, and Lincoln's definitely one of those teams, right? They have a bunch of good players, a bunch of ECNL players, captains who are all technical, and came out a little slow in the first half, especially with the win in our face, but the switch around, especially with the coaches talking up and hyping us up at halftime, we just got switched around, scored the goal, and we were just back in there and just kept it to a 1-1 game.
Yeah, I think even with Lincoln's highly skilled players, I think we had the chances to win this game. Ended up a 1-1 tie, but I think we created better chances, we had more chances, and we had some chances that just didn't go our way. So I think even though they're a great team, we showed that we can fight with the best and that we really can win these type of games.
Definitely the type of game that prepares you physically for tough matches down the stretch against really athletic opponents. Did you feel like if this game went a little longer, maybe if it did go overtime, if you had overtime, it's a game you might have won?
Yeah, I think with our energy from the second half, we definitely would have had a good shot. Lincoln was definitely responding very well, so it's not certain, but I think we did have a lot of momentum going our way, so I think we could have put something up.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Tegan and Eli. We had our chances, we had our moments to finish, and I just knew at the momentum we had, we're going to keep finishing, we're going to defend excellently, and we're going to get those chances, and we're going to put it away, especially in overtime.
Yeah, we had three shots on target in the last 10 minutes. I don't think they had a single one. They had a few right off target and a few dangerous free kicks, but we definitely had more chances, especially in the last 10 minutes. So with that momentum going into an overtime, if there was, then I think we come out on top.
You tie the goal 5 minutes into the second half, tied in off a free kick from the left side, and you kind of hooked it into the left corner of the net there. Just tell me about that goal.
Yeah, so throughout the season, Tegan's been taking those free kicks from that range, and I was like, you know what, I want a chance, so I was like, I might as well just take it. And I seen the keeper slide all the way to the left, and then I see the wall is kind of short, so I was like, I might as well just have a hit, right? There's nothing to lose. We're down 1-0, so I was like, let's just go and hit this ball and see what happens. And I ended up scoring, which is great. Got the momentum for the team, and we were able to just respond.
Your third goal of the season. I know you missed some games, but how good does it feel to be back out there now helping the team?
Yeah, it feels great. I missed four games due to a concussion early in the season against DCG. And there was nothing more than I just wanted to play on the field, especially in my senior season. I wanted to play on this field with all my brothers, all my friends, all my best friends, and for this community, and I just didn't get the chance those four games. But coming back, scoring three goals already, and it's just been electric. It's been something that's keeping me going, and it's just a great feeling to be back out here.
Eli, you've been leading the team in goals, I think seven on the season now to lead the way. What's been working for you this year?
My teammates are finding me in great spots. I think in some games like these ones where they come prepared and they send more than one guy on me at all times, it becomes a little harder, but that's when my teammates get open. They were focused on me, which is where Tyden earned his free kick. They slide tackle me on top of the box. He gets a chance to score. So as I'm trying to score goals, it's more about winning for the team. So the more attention on me, then the more my teammates get open and the other guys can get some goals too.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk senior soccer players Tegan Kralik, Tyden Ng, and Eli Scavo on today's Lely Radio Sports page. The season's moving into the second half now. You guys have been playing a really tough schedule. How much does that prepare you guys for the stretch run when you get into the 3A playoffs?
Yeah, our coach has definitely prided himself in the difficulty of our schedule. We've done it every year that I've been around, and I'm sure before then as well. It just really sets us up for the competition level of the state tournament, because at the state tournament, everyone is going to be putting their everything out there. There's barely ever a game where you're going to get four or five goals on someone and be able to coast through it. So being able to get into games like this that are really always down to the wire and really challenge our guys to their furthest extent is just really the perfect preparation for the postseason.
Yeah, I just have to agree with Tegan. Our coaches purposely put us in a tough schedule. We rank among one of the toughest schedules in Iowa at the time. And that just prepares us right. If we play a high-level 4A team, that's going to prepare us more than playing a mid-level 3A team. No disrespect or anything. A 4A team is going to put pressure on us. They're going to exploit our flaws, and then we can work on that flaws in practice and training and then just get better at that and make sure we're excellent at the postseason.
In the 3 years that we've been here, that we've made the state tournament, every year we've been ranked among the middle of the table. And this is really because we're getting around even schedules because we're playing harder teams, so we're about even with our wins and losses. But then as we go in, people see us as a lower seed, and then we just take it to them because we are playing teams that are highly ranked in 4A as well as 3A. So just having this confidence and knowing that we're good enough to compete with the best teams, it pushes us and our coaches to just fight and really work to win games.
This is a senior-heavy team. You guys are all seniors. All you know is going to the state tournament and getting to at least the second round. Now you're seniors. Just talk to me about your goals and ambitions here the rest of the way.
Yeah, with about 7 or 8 seniors starting on varsity, we're all just extremely hungry. Like, we're all in this for all of it. We've all been around here for the whole time, and everyone here has a bunch of potential. Everyone here wants it so bad. We're all eyeing that state tournament at the very end of the season. I'm really happy with how we're turning the season around. We had a little bit of adverse difficulties at the beginning of the season, but we're really like responding to games really well now. So I'm just really excited to see where we can take this.
Yeah, obviously our goal is to win the state tournament, and that should be a goal for everybody, and that's everybody else's goal. But I believe that with our 8 seniors that are starting, we want it more. We want it more, and we want it the most out of the entire body in the state. So just using our brains, using our mentality, we're just going to get there and we're going to win.
Well, we're 3 of the seniors that have started at least 3 years. I know Titan started all 4. With our freshman year going to the state finals, getting knocked out. Sophomore year, we go to semifinals, get knocked out by Hoover. And then junior year, we get knocked out by Armadale, who goes on to win. I mean, with 3 chances in the state tournament that deep, it's always the worst feeling when you get knocked out. So there's nothing more that I want to win it with this team, especially all these guys that I've gotten so close with. And that's the end goal for everyone on this team.
Calendar turns to May 1st tomorrow. So you get towards that stretch run, either individually or as a team. What's something you want to get better at here in the next couple of weeks?
I think our team has really been hitting our stride on possession. Like, the stats in our last couple of games have really been a standout. So I think just continuing to go there and playing good soccer and really just playing around teams, outplaying them, is really how we're going to succeed.
Yeah, we talked about early in the season about just limiting our touches and finding the midfield's feet. If we can excel at that towards the postseason, I don't believe there's anybody that can keep up with us and compete with us. If we just limit our touches, find our midfield's feet, bounce it out, switch the ball, keep the ball moving, and we're just going to wear teams down. And teams that may not have the depth, we're just going to wear them down, and they're not going to be able to keep up, especially towards the end of the game.
The coaches have been talking about our habits and standards all season, and that's something we continue to work on, because we have now, in most of our games that we've tied or lost, we've conceded 1 or 2 goals in the first half, and we haven't come out as strong. So as we continue to get through the end of the season, we just have to really pick up our habits. We really got to work harder in the first half, especially, because it's another game where we go down 1-0 at halftime, and a majority of our losses and ties is where that comes from.
That's Norwalk senior boys soccer players Tegan Krolik, Titaning, and Eli Scavo. Thanks for the time, guys, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.